Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and Upstate University Hospital. This is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Dr. Deirdre Nealon from Upstate Center for Bioethics and Humanities joins me in the studio this morning for our monthly look at The Healing Muse. Good morning, Dr. Nealon.
Good morning, Tricia.
The Healing Muse, of course, is a journal of literary and visual arts. It's the new edition, which we started talking about last week. This is great. I'm so happy to have the new edition.
I'm so pleased that you're letting us get the good word out.
Well, and this is your ninth edition. You've been doing this for 9 years. Well, you know, it's funny because I realized yesterday as I was preparing for our conversation this morning, the new edition reminds me of Forrest Gump. It's like that box of chocolates. There are so many different ones to select from. And then it reminded me of potato chips. You know, bet you can't read just one.
Oh, I like it.
There you go. So anyway, and then, of course, I was hungry. But let's talk about The Healing Muse. Last month, we started in a different place. We actually started with kind of a fun and funky poem.
Yes.
About hip replacements.
Yes, we did.
And it really was a lot of fun. But today we have a very, very different theme. Will you tell us about our theme?
Yes, you and I were talking, and December 1st is World AIDS Remembrance Day. It began in 1988, and I was thinking that it might be good for us to read two poems that remind us what happens to people when illness strikes on such a vast level.
You know, it is actually very fascinating because AIDS has such an interesting history, and it really does, it shows us how human emotion ties into illness and ties into fear in particular. And then to express it in poetry is also an interesting approach.
There's been a fascinating and wonderfully rich body of literature that has come from the suffering of AIDS. Great art always comes from suffering.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. And of course, that's what the Healing Muse is all about.
Yes.
Well, before we talk any more about it, will you tell us the title of the piece?
Yes, the first poem I'd like to read is by a nurse, Pamela Mitchell. She's a psychiatric nurse who originally came from the Adirondacks, but now is living out in Oregon.
Oh.
And she is writing a poem about the early days of AIDS. And this is when, as a visiting nurse, she would go to mostly young men's homes where they were dying in silence and oftentimes shame.
Silence and shame and banishment.
Yes.
They had been sent away to places to be by themselves to die.
Yes.
Very, very sad, but very much a part of the history of AIDS.
It is a part of the history of AIDS, and a part of the wonderful history of taking care of people are the nurses and physicians who did not abandon their patients.
Absolutely.
And this speaker here is going to, in the poem, remind us of those patients.
Yes, very good. Will you go ahead and read Excavating Grief?
Yes. Bruce, Eric, Bill, Peter, Rick, David, John, Justin. One long road, stopping here and here and here, pulling into driveways, little pockets of dementia and Kaposi's and cytomegalovirus, blind, where no one knew except nurses, shoving Subarus into four-wheel drive, plowing driveways with prayer, flipping open hatchbacks, revealing baskets, tools, gauze absorbing dreaded body fluids, tape of paper, silk, plastic, securing gauze, laying flat or stretched round skinny limbs, torso, head. We brought our children, and I know why. We said daycare problems. We knew babies' laughter warmed your hearts. Bruce, Eric, Peter, Rick, Bill, David, John, Justin, we knew your mothers would not come. We came, dressed your wounds, listened to stories, held you, rocked you, while our babies toddled round chasing your puppy. We knew you loved our babies. Truth be known, we brought them as angels we held with one hand, while you, angel, slipped right out of the other.
Oh, boy. Okay, where do we start?
I know. It's just such a beautiful call to witnessing the life.
It absolutely is. And it struck me as I was reading it, the bravery of the people who were doing the caregiving.
Yes.
The nurses and as you said, the doctors. But, of course, this concentrates on nurses, including the fact that they would take their children.
Yes, isn't that a lovely
image? Because they knew the laughter would improve the lives of these young men who were dying.
Yes.
It's and then while you, angel, slipped right out of the other, talking about the hands, and of course, everybody died. And they died fairly quickly, didn't they?
Yes, in the early days it was fairly quick and not at all pleasant, obviously.
Obviously not. I have a cousin who had AIDS and died a couple of years ago.
Oh.
And it was very much like this. It just, his family abandoned him, except for one sister.
Oh.
And I kept in touch as best I could, but he lived in California, so it wasn't like I could be terribly supportive.
Right.
And he slipped into the dementia, which also made it difficult. And that's kind of, you know, I was saying it's like nailing jello to a tree. That's what dementia is like.
Yes.
It was very hard to stay in touch. It's just very cruel.
It is very cruel. I mean, the good news is that with the new treatments we have, the dementia is held, you know, at bay. It's
mm-hmm.
not getting AIDS today is more like getting a chronic illness.
Yes.
Than
yes.
a fatal illness.
Yes. It's no longer a death sentence.
No.
As it used to be. And, you know, I think that a lot of the banishment and a lot of the fact that it was hard to find people who would take care of AIDS patients
yes.
was because of fear. You didn't know who was going to contract it. We didn't even know for sure how it was passed.
Exactly, yes.
Except,
so people got very nervous that just being in the same room with somebody with AIDS meant
exactly.
that you would get it.
And now we talk about swine flu, but swine flu is something that most people get and they get over and they move on. But it strikes me that fear is really what brings up banishment.
Yeah, and fear is not a good way for us to make judgments.
No, it absolutely that's mm-hmm. absolutely true. But then I got thinking about other diseases over time that fear has played a role in, and I think you've brought us another poem here that actually refers to one of those diseases.
Yes, I brought you a poem by a man who's a retired agricultural engineer.
Oh my.
And he traveled a lot in his career as an engineer. And part of his travels took him to Hawaii. And he wrote this poem called Kukua, which in Hawaiian means helper. And he wanted to talk about the leprosy colonies.
Leprosy.
Yes.
Sure. And again, leprosy was one of those diseases that people feared. And so they banished anyone who caught it. So will you go ahead and read us this
yes.
poem? Yes. And actually tell us a little. You said he is an agricultural engineer?
Yes. He's retired now. And now he's writing poetry about various things, obviously.
Somewhat of a Renaissance man,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And in this one, he takes the role of the person who discovers that he does not have the disease that the beloved does have. And so this is a good poem to think about what it's like. This also happened with the AIDS people, when
yes.
you don't have the disease, but your friends or your lovers do.
Yes.
So, Kukua by K.H. Solomon. One calls it the territory no one wants to enter. Another, the roller coaster no one wants to ride. You, the membership no one wants to hold in the society no one wants to join. No one? I'm one. Not to be exiled from you, not to travel apart, not to be relegated to a company not yours. For this I would enlist in the fellowship of the unwilling, ride its unsteady transport over hostile terrain wherever it goes. Of course it's irrational, foolhardy, but this isn't my head talking, or even my heart hoping. I only know when they scoped up my inside, when they carved on my outside, looking for telltale signs and reported, we found nothing. My head answered, good. My heart replied, fine. But something in me took the news badly, hearing, passport denied, ticket refused. This club is closed to your kind. Dearest explorer, rider, member perforce, I can try to explain. Kokua means helper, but in a faraway place, in a long ago time, it meant so much more. And something in me says, I would go Kokua for you, journey with you, ride waves with you up and down to Kalupapa.
It's touching because what he's saying is, even though I don't have that disease, I would join you. I
yes.
would stay by your side.
And so he's reminding us that at one time we did banish people and make
yes.
them leave their families to go to these island colonies where other people might care for them. But we were so afraid of the leprosy that they had to be removed from society.
Yes.
And the speaker in here says, yes, I will go Kukua. I will go with
I
you.
I will go with you. And so in effect, we have two poems written by caregivers, people who truly cared about fellow human beings, not even just lovers or
yes.
partners or friends,
yes.
and took care of them. And there have been other diseases over the years. I remember my grandmother talking about consumption, and people went
right,
to sanitariums.
Yeah.
We banished them, and that's tuberculosis,
right.
which we deal with now. And cancer. You know, it was very hush-hush.
Yes.
There was... Even 20, 30 years ago, we really didn't talk about it. So thank you for bringing us these. It gives us a different way of thinking of World AIDS Day. I think what it tells us is how far we have come.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us very quickly. We've only got a minute. Let's talk about The Healing Muse. I'm sure there are people who would like to get a hold of their copy.
Oh, yes. Well, go to our website or go to Trisha's website on HealthLink on Air, and you can click right over there, and right. They'll tell you all the information.
And, you know, for those who are not online, is there a phone number they can call?
Yes, you can call 464-8464.
Very good. Well, Dr. Deirdre Nealon from the Upstate Center for Bioethics and Humanities, Healing Muse, thank you so much for joining us
this
morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Tricia.
And listeners, we are going to take a quick break. Please do stay with us. This is University Hospital's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.